I got bronchitis as a complication, really affected my chest, and I was like off school every winter for about 4 years after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my mom got mumps when she was a kid. She remembers getting like mumps and stuff.
I think the I don't know when the MMR virus came, a vaccine came in, but we didn't get, we got TB and what's the other one? I was going to say rabies, but
mumps, measles, rubella, polio, smallpox.
Polio, yeah. Rabies. So a lot of kids I knew had mumps, measles, and were getting German measles.
Wow.
I went to get my appendix out and I came out and I had all these blisters start coming up.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, I just hid them from my mother because I thought she sees them, she'll send me back to hospital. Yeah. I don't want to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got
it. It was, you get the blisters with the German measles and then the blisters turn into pink spots.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason my mother found out was because there was one right in the back of my neck and I pulled my zip off and I cut into it and I screamed. And my mother, she had a lot of kind of bad health, so after I came out of hospital she just collapsed. And so she was never get up in the morning, she heard me scream, she came up, she's, why didn't you tell me? You got into trouble.
See, I never had the chicken pox.
Yeah.
Everybody my age like had the chicken pox, right? And I never got it. And recently we went to the doctor. I said to him, I'm like, I don't know if I've ever actually had the chicken pox.
I think you'd know because you get these blisters.
Yeah.
It's not like getting kind of a rash or anything.
It's
it looks like a rash eventually, but you get these blisters.
I know, and they did a blood test, and I had no immunity in it. And he was like, you need to take... I actually had to get the chicken pox vaccine.
Yeah.
And
if you get shingles, it's
yeah,
horrible.
It would be worse. And I got the most painful shot I've ever had, ever. And it left a mark on my arm.
Yeah.
Now I have, like, this sort of, like... darker spot on my arm from where it bruised and just never went away. That's the smallpox vaccine. Yeah.
And we had some kind of superstition that if there was a bomb, if you could see where it was, it hadn't taken or something. I don't know, kids, you just kind of make up things to make sense of things you don't understand. Because not everybody had the vaccine, but not everybody had the mumps to show for it.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents both had it, but they don't do the smallpox one anymore. They don't do that one. It's funny.
You're terrified the nurse come around at school and go, oh.
Really?
And the only kids are saying, oh, it's really sore.
For the smallpox? For the smallpox?
I can't remember what vaccine it was.
Any vaccine, you know. You have to exaggerate when you're a kid.
Yeah, that went right in here.
Mumps, measles, rubella is one shot.
Yeah.
And then
maybe that was the shot we got then, but it was too late.
They never used to. I remember I got the measles shot when I was younger. You get one and then you have to get a booster later on. And I remember getting the hepatitis B. We used to do we got hepatitis B shots in our school, and you had to do it 3 times. It was like 3 shots. And they would show us this stupid video of these kids singing about hepatitis B, and they'd be like, hepatitis B is a real bad rap. And it was like the most ridiculous video ever. And it was supposed to make us feel better about getting a shot and not getting hepatitis.
Yeah.
We just made fun of the video so much. That
it's always doing this kind of public thing.
Yeah, it was so bad. I will never forget that stupid song.
I think it's good. It's not only the difference in, you know, your Canada, Australia, Ireland. Where do you grow up?
England, mostly.
Yeah.
But
also, I think the age difference.
Yeah.
I mean, you're younger than me, definitely. And Ireland's a bit more old fashioned than that.
Yeah. No, I know. My dad always says he's so funny.